Welcome, everyone, to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
All right. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. I'm back in the seat where I belong. Yep. Let me ring that bell. Just a minute. Bing, bing, bing.
You can't go away for long. No.
I know. Thank you, Bill. Yay, applesauce. And that's the recording studio term for applause, mm-hmm. applesauce. So some that's of our weird. Listeners may have thought we were just talking about food, applesauce pudding, but no.
I think that's kind of weird.
Applause.
Bill,
it's called applesauce.
Where did that come from?
Bill, where did that come from?
Well, spelled almost the same way.
Where did that come from, Bill? Applause. I mean, he's got to get his head on the phone so he can answer us. Our engineer, Bill, which we love very much. Let's give him some applesauce. Yes. There you go.
thank you so much.
You're great.
I seen that one time at a place where they had karaoke. It was like 1990 down on the beach, and they had a little sign that said applause, mm-hmm. but they were saying applesauce, applesauce. Applause, applause.
Oh, yeah. Very good. All right. So now we know. Well, thank you.
Thanks for straightening that out.
And Brother Bill, golly, what is God doing in you? You came in here a minute ago and you're praying for the show.
Oh, because you guys prayed for a relative of mine and he made it home safely, so I returned the favor.
And so you praise just come in God. Here and pray for us today.
That's right.
Wow. You know God's doing something in you. You Amen. Know that, right?
That's yeah.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
And thank you for the brownies.
Oh, yeah, no. Did you get some brownies?
Yeah.
That's they're terrible. Who made
them?
Don't eat them.
Sean. Those are my brownies. I'm just sharing them with you. Just
don't. Sean has a new hairstyle, too.
Yes, he does.
A little fountain.
He has a mohawk.
Oh, wow. This is crazy. It's always crazy time on Living the Good Life. It's fun in here, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Bill does say thank you, doesn't he?
He'll take credit for that.
He takes credit.
He should.
Oh, my sidekicks over here today are Nathan Burton, our minister of music, hello, and wonderful hello. Anointed man of God. Oof. And my dear friend Connie, the head. There you go. I tell you, it's Looney Tunes around here today. I had too many brownies for you, sister.
I didn't have any brownies. Uh-huh. I just had ice cream cake.
Okay. Well, tomorrow is Connie's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. 29. We're excited about that. Yes.
29.
How can that be?
45th time.
29.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's like. Yeah. All uh-huh. of you babes.
Just all of us, yeah.
So
I'm just saying, but if y'all really want to know Pastor's age, go to her Facebook page real quick before
no.
she changes it.
No. I didn't know my granddaughter put that on there. Oh, gosh.
She's a new Facebook comer.
Oh, yes. Again, with amidst protesting and screaming, my granddaughter
Even
twisted my arm.
She's the pastor of Beacon of Hope in
Trinidad now. It's what it says. Yeah. Beacon of Hope Ministries in Trinidad. And I haven't even had a minute to change that.
Well,
I've been so busy.
That there's a Beacon of Hope in Trinidad.
Yes. Actually, no. We don't have any connection with Trinidad. We'd love to, but we don't have any. So a friend of mine pointed that
that's
out on Facebook.
That's where we launder our money. Oh, no. That's not true.
So that's not true. No. So anyway, I just got back yesterday afternoon from Indiana week with my wonderful grandchildren and children, and it was great. And we had church this morning
at
Beacon of Hope.
Yes, supersonic speed ever since you got back.
Yes, we have.
Which is what we love. SSD.
It's a little crazy, isn't it? It's crazy, isn't it?
It's great.
Do you know what it is, though? Connie, you've seen this happen, and you warn people that when I come back from vacation to look out, right?
Yeah, yep. Deb and Alice, I said, y'all haven't been here since she's been ever taken a vacation.
Uh-huh. So,
watch out.
Yes, because you know what happens is, number one, everybody needs a vacation. Just, mm-hmm. you know, true. Get away, whatever. But my vacations are wonderful when they're all basically with my grandchildren, and it's just so much fun to spend time with them. But this time I was so blessed to be able to make the Indiana connection with some of my old people that I pastored in Indiana.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's a big old shout out to any of you that might be listening today. Yes.
Hi,
and,
y'all.
Hi, y'all. You got it right. And anyway, you know, it was just an incredible time to be gone and just with everybody that I was hanging out with.
I'm feeling like we're going to be packing up the church in the box and
going to Indiana
for
a couple
weekend.
You think? Yeah. Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah, like a week. week or so.
Our church in the box.
Like, you know, do like a Wednesday, a Sunday, and a Wednesday.
Mm. Or maybe just a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay,
yes,
then.
Let's do it.
Well,
yes.
I'll tell you what. Woo-hoo. You yes. know, the, those wonderful, dear friends of mine in Indiana are such a blessing to me. And I was able to see a couple of them that I haven't seen for 19 years
wow.
this
Amazing.
Week.
Amazing.
And, I mean, you talk about reuniting and in the just the love of God and just remembering and having such a good time and just rejoicing seeing each other.
Oh.
I'm so glad I didn't have to wait to go to heaven to see some of these
yes,
dear ones.
And the time of ministry.
Yeah, because you got
them.
A long ways
yeah,
to wait.
Worked out really well. So, you know, it was just wonderful. And I'm glad to be back and glad to be back on the show. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, hosted the show last week with Devin Alice. And that was fantastic, I hear. And but you know what? It's just like this is where I belong on Sundays at 4 o'clock.
Yes, it is.
Right
yes.
here in this chair.
Yes.
And
yes.
Those of you out there that don't always catch us live, we have such a wonderful thing due to Engineer Bill. That
Ooh,
he at the end of we should he's on the phone in there I can see at the end of the show he emails me each show and then I am able to get it to our webmaster and it gets up on our Beacon of Hope Ministries website on Mondays. And it's on forever. And thank you, Bill.
Yeah, I know, because the Lord is answering my prayers right now, and there's somebody on hold that I wanted to hear this. So there you go. There's oh. people that are always nice to me right there saying it.
All right.
Praise my God. Product sells itself.
Your product See? Does sell itself. Yes, it does. You do a great job.
You're coming into your time, man.
Amen. So, you know, what a great blessing this ministry is, and we thank God for all he's doing and what he did today at Beacon of Hope. I started to say Amen. Cornerstone. That was my church in Indiana. But what he did today at Beacon of Hope was just a wild ride in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it was great,
yes.
wasn't it, Nan? We got Nan sitting over here in the corner. We put her in the corner.
Yes.
She's
yeah.
being bad, but she's
no. taking notes.
She's taking notes. And, you know, Nathan, this week, I as I was walking around my son's property and in his mm-hmm, home, and mm-hmm. I was singing the old song, Revive Us Again.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, thine the glory, mm-hmm. you know, because in my spirit, this is what I'm feeling. Nathan, we need to write a new song, you know, around this revival
yes.
thing with the new theme that we're starting today on the radio, Harvest Hands.
Well, I feel something stirring inside.
You feel something
of me.
Stirring in
I
you?
Do. Yes,
Praise
I do.
Praise God, because Connie dug up, and she's our minister of music for the radio, and you are for church. But she dug up this song by Selah, and it's a great one to start this show with today, Revive Us Again.
Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. We praise Thee, O God, for Thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us. Revive us. Revive us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Revive us, Lord.
Amen.
That is our prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Woo,
yes,
let's bow our heads together. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for the opportunity to be on the air this day. And we thank you, God, that you have the ability to revive each of us, no matter what it is we're going through or how difficult our circumstances may seem. We just claim that revival down on the inside of us right now. We ask, Lord God, that you move on the inside of us and stir us and move our hearts to greater things for you. God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you do revive us again this day. By the power of your Holy Spirit, we claim it and thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bible, let's go to Matthew chapter 9. We also have the internet up right now. And all you have to do is email me at, here we go, pastor at Beacon of Hope Ministries. There's an IES on the end of it, .com. Pastor at Beacon of Hope Ministries.com. And Connie over here is going to watch the emails coming in. Since I joined Facebook, it's just amazing. I have about 104 emails right here.
Want to be your friend.
They want to be my friend. That's just wonderful. Praise God. So I'm excited. I just don't know when I'm going to have time to do all this. But hey, hey, that's up to God. Anyway, that's right. Yes, that's my granddaughter's problem, actually. So, but you can email us during the show with questions, comments. You just may want to write and say hi, how you guys doing, or whatever. Pastor at beaconofhopeministries.com. Matthew chapter 9. Here we go. Verse 35. As Jesus, I'm looking at the wrong page. Matthew 9. There it is. Verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Now, wait a minute. Well, let me finish reading these and then we can talk about it. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Now, in the Message Bible, do you have that there in the Message Bible,
yes,
Nathan?
I do.
Ooh, I want you to read all that in the Message Bible because it's going to answer why we're starting this series on harvest hands. Would you read all that? Starting with verse 35.
Then Jesus made a circuit of all the towns and villages. He taught in their meeting places, reported kingdom news, and healed their diseased bodies, healed their bruised and hurt lives. When he looked out over the crowds, his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were, like sheep with no shepherd. "What a huge harvest," he said to his disciples. "How few workers. On your knees and pray for harvest hands."
Pray for harvest hands. Mm. Today at Beacon of Hope, we kick off a new fall campaign, and it is entitled The Series for the Next Few Months, and what we're going to be doing and a lot of different exciting things. Harvest Hands for the Kingdom of God. That's what we kick off today. Harvest Hands for the Kingdom of God. Now, I see in these scriptures here that Jesus was very busy doing what he asked others to do.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting? Because it says Jesus went through all the towns and villages, right? Mm-hmm. Teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. With that in mind, look at verse 1 of chapter 10 of Matthew. He called his 12 disciples to him, and he gave them authority to drive out evil spirits. By the way, dear listening audience, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and especially if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have that authority. You have that authority if you aren't baptized in the Holy Spirit. But boy, I tell you, it gives you the boldness and the confidence to do this. You have that authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Wow. And this authority, this ability he gave to his disciples. But then we're going back to Matthew 9 where we were in a minute, in a little while. But Let's go over to Mark chapter 16. Can you read it, Connie? I want to get a drink. Start with verse 15. Mark 16, 15. That comes from too much preaching today, right? Mark 16, 15. Mm-hmm. And finish that up there.
Let's see, 15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whosoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In thy name thou will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well."
Oh my. Who was Jesus talking about? He says this to us because this is as he's getting ready to go back up into heaven. Yes. Here's his parting words to us. Go into all the world and preach the good news of the to all creation, whoever believes and baptized and saved, and whoever does and not believe will be condemned. But these signs are going to follow the ones that believe. Mm-hmm. Brother Nathan, I don't know about you, but that is real exciting news to me, that he has authorized us to do this work, the same authorization that he gave the 12 disciples, he gives to us.
Yes. It reminds me of an experience that happened to me.
Talk away.
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Or maybe a little bit more.
All right.
But I was out on the road with a group and was ministering.
Right.
And there was this young lady that came up for prayer.
Right.
And she was hunched over and she was real thin. She was kind of withered looking and just very pale. And she looked like she was on life's last leg.
Okay.
And so, I mean, there were people standing in line to be prayed for.
Right.
So it wasn't like I could spend a whole lot of time with her.
Right.
But the Spirit of the Lord came upon me.
Right.
And I prayed that she be healed in Jesus' name.
Oh, praise God.
Because the doctors had given up on her.
Wow.
And I just prayed, be healed in Jesus' name. Well, we were still in the same place. And like 2 days later, this young lady, beautiful, beautiful young lady, comes up to me and says, "You don't remember who I am, do you?" I said, "No, I don't remember who you are." And she said, "Well, I'm Sierra. I'm the one that you prayed for the other day for the Lord to heal. And look what he's done. He's healed me." And, I mean, she was totally restored.
Praise God.
And it was like, wow. You know.
And, now that's what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you that that was something that it was like to me. If I hadn't been a believer, it would have made a believer out of me.
Praise God. You know, praise God.
Yes, it was.
Are you saying that God can heal through your little old hands,
yes,
your beautiful little black hands?
Yes, he can.
You saying that God can heal through your hands?
Yes. Through Nathan's hands?
Yes.
Nathan's hands.
Yes.
Hold them up to the camera so we can see.
To the camera. Aren't they beautiful?
And those are nice rings.
Yeah. Thanks,
Thank
Bill.
You.
All right. But you can. God does. Look, God means business. If he had this be Jesus' final words to us, okay? Go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news to all creation. To all creation.
Yes.
Whoever believes. Now, the responsibility is on each of us to choose to believe.
Right.
When I was ministering to some people today, which was a whole lot of people at the altar on the blue line today, I'll tell you what. I remember I kept hearing the Holy Spirit say to me that I shared with different ones, "You can have this if you want it, or you don't have to have it."
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take this blessing, if you want to take this healing, you can have it. Mm-hmm. If you want to take this word from God as being yours, you can have it or you can reject it. God does not violate or cross our will, does he?
No, he doesn't. And one thing I definitely remember, I mean, there was definite yearning.
Yes.
She definitely wanted to be healed.
She wanted to be healed.
And something left me.
Right.
And went into her.
Yeah. You felt it.
And I felt it. Right. I felt it.
What do you think it was?
Virtue. Healing virtue.
Healing virtue.
I just knew it was fire or something. You know, God just did
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
He just did it. And, you know, it was and it was during a time of ministry.
Yes.
You know, and God just showed up in a big way, and he just turned this girl's complete life completely around.
This is a huge reason why people need to come to church.
Yes.
Need to be under that anointing, yes. You know. It's one thing to watch church on TV, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you are in the anointing, Connie, what happens? What happens? What happened to you today? You were real tipsy up there under the anointing, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were real tipsy.
Yeah. That and...
We're two drunken buddies.
We're drinking buddies on stage. Mm-hmm.
On stage, on the platform as you're singing. Yes, yes,
drinking
you do.
Drinking that holy wine.
Yeah. Woo, and it's a beautiful thing. Mm.
And, you know, when we prayed over some of the people, they fell to the ground.
Mm-hmm. In our That's
arms.
A beautiful thing,
they
too.
They fell to the ground. They fell
into
arms
our arms.
And we let them down on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because sometimes the and people that have not don't understand that being slain in the Holy Spirit, a lot of times it is simply that the person that the anointing is so overwhelming that you can't stand up,
right?
And you just fall down because your physical strength is gone, and you're just especially those who just allow the Holy Spirit to just come all over them and just take it all in, drink it in, take everything. Yes. Mm-hmm. There was at one point I said somebody turned down the air conditioning because I got royally.
You said I'm on fire.
Yeah, yes. And I it wasn't hot flash, nothing like that. It was just simply on fire. I felt so that what you're talking about.
Yes.
Shut up.
No, at first I thought you were, when you said you were on fire, I thought you meant that you're on a roll and that things are, you know, and then I looked at you and your face is all red. Somebody turned on the air. It's hot in here.
Yes.
It's just because the anointing of God is so wonderful.
Yes.
And it was so strong today. And it was just so powerful that people were getting healed. They were getting healed before I preached. Yep. There was so much going on today in the spirit.
Oh.
And so when we invite people.
That you actually preached.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to go that way.
But you know what? I just knew there was such a word, powerful word, and it was so good. Wasn't it?
It was good, Pastor. It was good.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Yeah, wait till I get it on the website.
Yes, yeah, it was.
And y'all
so
can hear
good.
It.
Yes, she's going to put it up on the website. Oh, just a good thing. But okay, getting back to this. The anointing of God, when we step out in faith, okay?
Right.
God meets us there.
Yes.
Okay? And Jesus said here, these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Praise God. That's that wonderful baptism of the Holy Spirit. They will pick up snakes with their hands. Now, we're not snake charmers. It's nothing like that. I think this is really talking about they'll go into dangerous places.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And yet they won't be hurt.
Right.
The next phrase is that they will drink deadly poison. It won't hurt them.
Yes.
And I think there are times that, especially doing mission work and that kind of thing, that we have been in situations where we probably have eaten things that we shouldn't have eaten, but we were okay.
Yeah.
But I really think that the Holy Spirit, when that anointing is this strong, we just go with the flow of what God is doing. What do you want to say, Connie?
What I was going to say is that When we step out, that God does meet us there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, so does the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
More times than not.
Every time the enemy meets
right,
us.
He does.
He tries.
Right.
And I think that, you know, for some people, one time that they meet the enemy, it doesn't mean they're like, I'm not volunteering for anything.
Right.
I'm not,
they get scared.
I'm not doing it.
Fear takes over.
Right. So I think that if you're one of those people that have decided that you're not sticking your neck out anymore because your head gets chopped off, try it again.
Yes.
But pray beforehand. Mm-hmm. Pray. Be prayed up. Be worded up.
Good
girded
point.
Up.
Girded up with the word. Yes.
And then do it.
Yeah.
Because God will meet you there.
Yes.
And he will protect you.
Yes. Amen.
And then you can do it more and more and more.
Yes.
And that's another reason why you need a body of believers that are standing with you and praying with you when you do go into battle in some situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because the devil, he does not want you to step out and pray for people and see them healed. I mean, the devil hates that because every time somebody's healed, our faith increases, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Shoots through the roof.
Totally. Yeah. Totally, yes, totally, totally. When we step out and do, you know, what God is calling us to do, step out in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And there are so many hurting people out there, guys. Yes. The world is full of hurting people. And, of course, we've said this many times, but hurt people, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it just the old thing about if you've been physically, emotionally abused, a lot of times you grow up and do the same thing. Or people that have grown up in alcoholic homes so often marry an alcoholic because that's their normal. That's what they're used to, you know? Mm-hmm. And when a person gets the courage to step out of that comfort zone of what they've been used to, and step out like this, like Jesus is saying to us, go lay hands on the sick because they are going to get well. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to get well. These signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But the whole point is obedience.
Yes.
It's obedience. You know, and I think, Nathan, this is where so often people get so scared of what the devil might do to them.
Well, there's a lot of horror stories out there about that old geezer guy.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of horror stories about what happens to people that obey God.
Right.
You know, Satan has done horrible things in the lives of people that serve God.
You know, However, we know that all things work together for good.
We know this.
To those who love God.
We know this.
And are called according to his purpose. Go ahead.
Some of us know this.
Right. Some of us know this.
Sometimes we don't hold out long enough for the good.
Amen.
To show up.
That's right.
But, you know.
And they only believe long enough. They don't stand on the promise. They just believe it. And then something happens and then it teeters their faith.
We get knocked off.
We get knocked off.
Knocked off the promise.
That's exactly right.
You know, but... God gives us all the armor, all the defenses that we need.
It's right here in the Word,
isn't it? In the Word of God.
Yes.
That's right, in the Word of God. And it's all the Word of God.
Yes.
You know, the breastplate of righteousness is the Word of God.
Right.
You know, the helmet of
salvation.
It comes from the Word of God.
Right.
You know, the shield of faith is the Word of God.
Exactly.
And the only offensive weapon that we really have is the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
You know, and it's only offensive weapon we really need. Jesus 3 times told the devil, it is written.
It is written.
It is written. It is written.
Exactly.
And then the devil had to leave him. He felt so beat up. He had to leave him.
That's Luke chapter 4. And that is exactly right. And so we fight with the Word. And this is why, I don't know why I keep bringing this back, but I'll tell you, Holy Spirit knows. This is why people need to be fellowshipping in a local assembly, not just TV. They need to be somewhere where their strength can get stronger in the Word and see it done.
Well, you feel when you're in a group, an assembly of people, it's like family. And
amen.
For some of us, it's better than family.
It's better than family, yes.
And when you have that, you have the confidence and the assurance and the backup that you need.
Yes.
You know, because if you don't know something, somebody in that family knows.
That's right.
So you can find out.
And that is what happens. Like on Wednesday night, people come in with their prayer requests a lot of times before Bible study. And there's a group of us that encourage each other. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's okay. I've seen God heal that.
Yes.
You know, or I've seen God do this.
Exactly.
Connie, talk to us about this, because I think this is a good point right here. So often people are... They read the scripture that we can all be harvest hands. We can all lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And somehow it doesn't translate that it applies to them.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, everything in the Bible applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
But some people use it as a book of stories.
Yeah.
So they're not sitting under teaching about the Word so that they can learn how those principles work and why they work and how to apply them in our lives. So if they're not there to hear it,
right,
then they don't get it down inside of them. And we get it over and over, you know, over the years.
Yes,
you know,
we do.
We get it deep, and the more you hear it, the more you read it, the more you see it. You know, you look, you use all your senses to learn.
And the more you say it.
And say it, speak
the
it.
The more you say it.
And share it with other people. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who are going through something. You share it with them, and they're, and then you see their faith rise.
Right.
That makes you feel better.
Right.
And, I mean, your faith go up, too. Then you come back to our little prayer meeting or our Bible study, and you start sharing, and then everybody's faith goes.
Exactly.
I mean, if we had a barometer of faith.
Wouldn't that be cool
yeah.
to see that? Mm-hmm. Well, that is an excellent point. Let's look at the opposite of that, okay? Something negative happens to us, okay? And often that negative thing gets blown up, and stronger and stronger. And as it does, if we're by ourselves and don't have that group of people, prayer partners, people around you that can encourage you, that can listen to you, that can go, hey, wait a minute, what's wrong with you today? Mm-hmm. You know what? We need to do something here to help you here because you're in a situation right now. Yeah, come on, let's get this. Let's get out of this. That is why the body is so important, the body of believers, because we strengthen each other, you know, and we remind each other, wait a minute, God says in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world.
Yes, yes.
So it doesn't matter what this attack is or how serious it is. And a lot of attacks, we've all been through a lot of things in the last few years, have serious attacks.
Yes.
But greater is still true. Greater is he that's in me. And sometimes we have to remind each other. Go ahead, Con.
Well, and how do you get somebody who comes to church sometimes,
Or maybe
comes kind of regular and then all of a sudden stops.
Right.
And then they want to tell you that,
I'm
not in church.
Right.
Doesn't mean that I'm not praying and not reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go, let's say for Facebook circumstances, then you see the things that they post on Facebook.
Right.
And nothing is ever right with them. Nothing is, you know, everything that happens to them is a catastrophe, no matter what it is.
Right.
You know, and despite posting things that are positive or, you know, supportive with prayer or, you know, reminding them that, you know, who is your healer?
Right.
Who is, you know who controls your life. You know and then the sensationalism just keeps rolling.
Because drama.
Other people, yeah, because the other people who are not in the Word are feeding into it. So it's a big feeding frenzy.
Exactly. Yes.
And then, of course,
it's attention getting.
By the end of all the comments, I mean, she's dead and buried.
Yes. Right. Exactly. You know? Right. Yeah. And the comments are, my great aunt had that and blah, 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 blah. And then it just goes from here to there and gets worse and worse. When what we should be speaking is, what does God's word say about my situation?
Exactly.
Okay? Whose report will you believe?
Whose report will you believe? Absolutely. Caleb and Joshua, you know, yesterday on the plane when I was coming back from Indiana, God spoke that story to me one more time and reminded me of Caleb and Joshua. When they went into the promised land, there were 12 spies that went, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
10 came back
with a bad report.
We're going to be dead.
Yeah.
We're dying.
They've got giants over there.
We're going to go to kill us. Bambi-pamby land, right?
Bambi-pamby land.
And here's Caleb and Joshua that come back and they go, that's nothing. We can take them.
We can take them.
Bring them on. And who did Moses believe? I mean, who did they believe? They believed the report of Caleb and Joshua.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where there is a song to that verse. You know, whose report do we believe?
Mm-hmm.
We believe the report of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, dear one, no matter what it is you're going through right now, it is time for you to believe the report of the Lord and allow yourself to have faith today as we go through this show and remind yourself that God does still heal.
Yes.
And that he is still sending out harvest hands in this day. He wants to do a work in you, so it's time to accept what he wants to do. And, you know, we started this show today with Revive Us Again. That is so good because What happens to us, Nathan, that we need to be revived again? What happens?
Our batteries drain out.
Our batteries leak. Yes, they do. We spring a leak.
Yes, we do.
And because we live in a natural world.
Yes.
You want to talk about that?
Well, yeah. Sometimes in our circumstances, you know, like where we live, we're surrounded by negativity.
Right.
We're surrounded by danger. We're surrounded by darkness.
Right.
And, you know, that can wear on you.
Yes.
I mean, that can wear on the strongest person.
Right.
You know, and it drains you.
Right.
It drains you because it takes something to maintain your stance and your stand in the Lord. It takes something. And
you're exactly right about that.
You gain more. You gain it back when you get to fellowship with others.
That's it.
That share it with you. And it just builds you up. Whereas when you're around those that are in darkness,
tearing you down,
it tears you down.
When you started to say that, I just got a picture of a person who's mentally, physically, emotionally abused. Connie and I, we see this in counseling a lot, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
People that are beat up by maybe the person they're living with, their husband, wife, partner, mother,
parent,
father, whoever, or people at work, boss, somebody in their life that is abusing them, mm-hmm. you know, and they get to a point where they expect that. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, I guess I deserve it because it always comes my way.
Mm-hmm.
Dear listener, you don't ever deserve to be abused mentally, emotionally, physically. We take authority over that right now in the name of Jesus, over every single person that's listening today,
yes.
That you will wake up and realize that abuse is not of God. And you don't have to receive it. And in fact, God is going to strengthen, I declare this prophetically right now,
woo!
God is going to strengthen your backbone emotionally so that you can stand
you,
up and say, no, no. Okay, right there. I draw the line. Shut up. Not listening. Not going there. You're not going to talk to me like that. Whatever it might take to stop this abuse.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And instead of taking it so often, marriage partners, whatever they are, so often we'll keep peace by just letting that person go, wah, blah, 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 blah. Because they don't want to cause a problem. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus, I declare war on that. Right now, that is abusive and it's wrong. And God has called us to be able to get out and be the harvest hands that we are called to be.
Yes.
And if there, dear listener, if there is someone in your life that is keeping you from being the harvest hand that God has ordained for you to do and be, it's time for you to draw a line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever this is a powerhouse for God and probably
yes.
has been a powerhouse for God before and knows that they can be, but they've been put down, they've been hurt, they've been abused some way, they've been oppressed, and they don't feel like they're good enough. Something, maybe they made a mistake, maybe they did something, whatever. There is nothing that you can do to keep you from the love of God.
Amen.
And so
they've had their joy stolen.
Yeah. They've had their joy stolen and they feel like they're not worthy to do what God's called them to do.
Amen.
Whether it's getting back into the ministry or just getting into it. But don't let somebody else. It's the devil doing a trick on you.
Exactly.
Playing a trick on your mind and using all those emotions
yes.
to make you feel like you're not worthy. And that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
He is a liar.
Amen.
He is a liar and he hates your guts.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And he wants us dead.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. He is not on our side. He never has been and he never will be. And he is a tricker.
That's right.
Tricker person.
Trickster.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So
the liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill and destroy. Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. 1 John 3:8, Jesus said this. No, actually, John said this about Jesus. Jesus came to undo the works of the devil.
Yes.
Okay? So the devil is up to no good, and I agree with you. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's
yes.
a liar from the beginning. Go ahead.
The first step you need to do is just get a Bible. and start reading John.
Start reading.
Start reading John.
John.
John. Start in John. Just no matter where you're at right now, listening to this, whether you're listening at home or if you're listening in a hotel, wherever, grab the Bible out of the drawer, grab it off your shelf, wherever.
Amen.
And
just start in the
start
book of
reading.
John.
Start reading John.
That's right. That's
John,
exactly.
John is God's
it's a great,
love letter.
Isn't
God's
it great?
God's love letter.
It's a great book.
And it is.
John and then the three little
really
Johns. One, two, three.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are going to laugh when I say this. This show is not going the way I thought it was going to go.
I told you that in the beginning.
I don't even know. she sounded like a rooster right then, didn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I've been listening to my grandson's roosters all the time.
Right.
Oh, my. Bill, let's do this song and let's see where we are. Bob Carlisle, One Man Revival.
No greater.
Praise God. Never heard that song, but I sure like it. One Man Revival,
yes.
Which takes me to Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone, and that includes you too, Connie, for everyone who believes, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile.
Hallelujah.
For in the gospel, a righteousness comes from God. That righteousness that comes from God is revealed. It's a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
Praise God.
Now, how can you be ashamed of such good news that gives you such faith and courage and boldness that you're able to lay hands on somebody and they are healed?
Can't be. Can't be.
Wow.
Can't be.
How can we be ashamed of the power of God?
It's a junk. It's their junk in their lives.
But
that keeps them.
The devil wants us to think we're ashamed.
Right.
Right.
He's a liar.
But that's because he's whispering in your ear.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you're like.
Right.
You know what you've done.
Condemnation.
Really knew.
If they really knew what you really were like.
Condemnation
really knew
and
who
guilt.
You really were.
Yes. Then they wouldn't love you
and they wouldn't
respect you.
Yes.
Yes. And all of us are flawed. None of us are perfect. We all know that. But the God looks at the desire of our heart. Didn't he say David was a man after his own heart?
He did.
Yeah, David was a murderer, adulterer, and all kinds of other things.
Yes,
David
did.
Got into sin, as everybody does at some point in their life. But the point is, where is your heart?
Yes.
Where is your heart? You know, where your heart is, there your treasure is, you know? Where is your heart? And in this new series, this is what it's all about. So I go back to Paul's words in Romans 1:16-17. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God.
Mm.
Power of God.
Mm.
For the salvation of everyone, I underlined everyone, who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness, and that means right standing with God. We have right standing with God, which means if I have the right standing with God, I have the ability to lay hands on the sick.
Yes.
And they are healed by invoking the name of Jesus because I have the right standing with God. And it says here, I love this, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
And what I find wonderful in this scripture, too, is that the righteousness is revealed. And where is it revealed? It's revealed in us. It's revealed in us.
God within, remember, Emmanuel, God in us, revealed in us. His name is called Emmanuel. Oh, yes.
The righteousness is revealed in us.
Yes, it is.
People can't see God's righteousness just by looking around at nature.
Amen.
Right.
It's humans.
You're right.
It's people.
It's like the...
And my dogs.
They say, be careful how you act because you're the only Jesus some people may see.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And you know what's going on with all of us? Is this joy of the Lord is taking over in such a tremendous way, a beacon of hope.
Yes.
And it's not just a beacon of hope. I'm sure it's happening in a lot of places in the world, but right now it's in our little corner of the world.
Yes, it is. Thank God.
And this joyful persistence and pushing in and saying, God, we want all you have for us, and we are going to joyfully accept what you have for us.
Yes.
And we're going to walk in that truth, and we're not going to be ashamed of the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Because it is the power of God.
Amen.
So if I'm walking around and I got the gospel of Christ on the inside of me and I'm not ashamed of it, and somebody says, I have a horrible headache, and I go, too bad.
No, you don't.
Better take some Tylenol.
No, you don't.
Nothing wrong with medicine. But guys, if you have the kingdom of God within you, and somebody this morning, Aaron said Terry had a
migraine.
So we could have said, oh, that's too bad for Terry.
Mm-mm.
Or we could have done something about it and prayed right there, which we did. So I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. It's the power of God. So whoever you were talking to and prophesying to a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. you had a word from the Lord for whoever that is. Mm-hmm. They need to get in touch with the fact that they are carrying the power of God around on the inside of them.
Yes. Same spirit.
And they don't have to. You spoke that this morning in a prophetic word in the office.
Yes, she did.
The same spirit. You want to go with that?
Same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us.
Yes. Romans 8:11.
So if that's the case, then we should be acting and doing the same things that God
Jesus
has.
Did. Yes.
That's harvest hand work.
Yes, it is.
Harvest hands. Yep. Harvest hands. They go and get the harvest. You know, I asked my son this week because
Nathan's going to fall out of the radio.
I know. My son Ryan is an agronomist, you know, with a big seed company up in Indiana, Ohio, Michigan. Yeah, agronomist. Mm-hmm. Illinois, I don't know. They're going everywhere. Tennessee, whatever. And we were driving to the fields because Ryan and his wife Elizabeth, my daughter-in-law, own a big 77-acre farm now. Mm. And we went down to see the farm right after I got there. He said, let's go look at the farm. Yeah, okay, let's go see. And the beans were not doing very well. They really weren't because they'd had so much dry weather. You know, mm-hmm. they had floods in the spring, and then they went through June and July with hardly any rain whatsoever, mm-hmm. nothing. And so we're looking, Saturday night, we're looking at these beans, and he goes, Mom, we need rain. You know, mm-hmm. I told you all this story a little while ago, but it's such a cool story.
Yeah.
So the next afternoon, Ryan is finishing up mowing their big area there at the house. And it had been sunny when he walked out. In fact, he took his shirt off and he was out mowing on the riding mower. You know, all of a sudden, we're watching a ball game, the kids and I, and we look up and they have a big window in the family room because it's a log house. And I looked out and I, oh my gosh, the trees were just going every direction. And the sky had just suddenly turned black, black, black. And he comes running in, soaking wet, and he's shouting. He goes, praise God. He said, I was riding the mower and I was singing, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. And he was prophetically declaring it, Nathan.
Speaking it for
and singing it. Yep. He's a worship leader and he was singing it at one of these songs. And it just the sky opened. And you know, we went back to see the beans Friday night before I left, and they're just doing great. You know, they're just doing great. There's that harvest. And then it rained the next night, too. It rained the next night, too. And so there was just all these floods of water. Wow. The Holy Spirit.
And then you came home and it rained all day at church.
And it rained all day today at church. Mm-hmm. Inside the church as far as the rain of the Holy Spirit.
Inside the church.
And God is saying, let it rain on you, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Little rain's not going to hurt
you. Rain of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take it.
Take it.
Walk in it.
Take it. Take it.
And crave it.
Dance
desire it.
Dance
Once you have it.
Dance in the rain. Woo! That's a song. We should write that one. Dance in the rain.
Dancing.
Ooh, write that down. We're going to write a song about that. I know it. Yeah. Dance in the rain. Praise God. The rain of his Holy Spirit. Because that's what God is doing. And he is saying, okay, I'm calling people to be harvest hands. I'm calling them. I'm calling them. I'm calling them.
Thank you, Jesus.
This goes right along with that. So Friday, we're driving down the road. And there's the corn. It's way high now. It's supposed to be knee-high by the 4th of July. Well, it's mm-hmm. way up there, okay? And I said to my son, how many stalks, shows you how much I know, how many stalks of corn are you going to, or how many ears of corn are you going to get on that stalk? And he goes, one. I said, what do you mean one? I said, I thought there were more ears on each of these stalks, but what they've planted in a lot of these farmers, it's a certain breed and whatever. And he said, it's so cool when it's getting ready for harvest. He said, the stalk down here begins to die. Oh, my. This is the Holy Spirit, guys. This is the Holy Spirit. He said, the stalk that has been supporting this suddenly sends all its nutrients up to that ear. And everything in that one corn plant goes to work to get as many kernels on that ear that it possibly can. And so the water just goes right there to send all the nutrients, all the water, and everything is working for that ear of corn. Go with me to John 12. Oh, dear listening audience, this is not where our teaching was going today. We are solely obeying the Holy Spirit. Totally and completely. John 12, and I think it is about verse... It is 23. These are the words of Jesus, so they got to be pretty important. John 12, 23. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." And then he goes on to talk about this, and what this is really is we as harvest hands have to die to our own desires. Which is so interesting. Thank you, Lord, for that picture. Because of what my son told me the other night about the corn stalk. Here the corn stalk realizes, okay, we are in the business of making an ear of corn, which it, with as many kernels on it as we can possibly get. Mm-hmm. And we want it to be sweet corn, so everybody is going, ooh, that's sweet corn. Man, that tastes so good. Okay? Mm-hmm. And did you just write a song? Dance in the Rain.
Do you have the tune?
Do you have the tune for it? Mm-hmm. You do?
Okay, sing it. Just sing it.
Can you sing it? Oh, my. Listening audience, you're listening to an absolute hot off the press song based on this script.
Dance in the rain in the Holy Spirit. All around it's falling. Get wet, get drenched in it. Here now is the time. The thunder, can't you hear it? Dance in the rain. Lord, let it fall.
Come on, okay, Bill,
dance,
you be the percussion.
Dance in the rain in the Holy Spirit. All around, it's falling. Get wet, get drenched in it. Now is the time. The thunder, can't you hear it? Dance in the rain. Lord, let it fall.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Oh, brother.
Praise God.
You're just, you know, I'm just putting a chair on the stage.
Yes.
And just staying up there staying for the whole
up there.
Service.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or a sleeping bag. I don't know which.
Praise God. Praise God.
Dance in the rain.
Dance in the rain.
Okay. Well, you know what? We just recorded that, you see, because this show's recorded. So if you forget the tune, you won't forget the tune.
No.
There's more verses, aren't there? Yes. There's verses to that coming.
I'll fix that up for a promo for you.
Oh,
good idea.
Man. Can you? Praise God.
He can do all kinds of things.
Okay, dear listening audience, you are having an encounter with the Holy Spirit
now,
and so are we. And I'm telling you, it's a continuation of what was going on at Beacon of Hope today. And you need to come and be a part
Thank
of the service
Jesus.
Because God is moving
Thank
mightily. We had some new people walk in.
Yes, we did.
Ended up getting ministry. What a beautiful black gentleman that was. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he gorgeous?
Yes. And his name
Nathaniel,
was Nathan, too.
Like yours.
Yes.
Praise God. What is God doing?
He's building
Dance
us a bigger
rain.
Family.
He's building us a bigger family. And it starts with dying.
Yes. Yes.
It starts with dying.
Dying
to
ourselves.
Daily dying.
Yes, Lord.
Daily dying. Station ID.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh my, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida, not Trinidad. And we are so...
I'd like to go to Trinidad once.
I would too.
I think we need to do a
missionary trip, yes.
What language do they speak there?
I don't know.
French?
But English.
Okay. I don't know. But evidently, God wants us to go visit. Mm. So, y'all, this is incredible. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister here with my two sidekicks, Connie Farmer and Nathan Burton. Mm-hmm. And we have been having a powerful move of God's Holy Spirit right here in this hour.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, it's about time that we all get
it's
off
about
of
time.
Our...
That's right.
Yes, it is. That we all get off of our sedentary positions. That's a nice word for lazy butt. And don't you think? And our sedentary positions. And we decide to become all that God has called us to be. Because he's got a whole lot for this end time, revival time to get done. And there's just so much that has to be done. And, you know, if we knew, let's say we knew that in 5 years Jesus would be here.
Hmm. Busy.
Wouldn't we be busy?
Busy.
Again, my son Ryan, this week, we were sitting at the table working, he on his laptop and me on my little thing, and and then he said, Mom, I want to tell you about something. He said, I heard this thing on some kind of news talk radio thing, that they're going to get to a point where we will not be carrying wallets.
Hmm.
We won't be carrying wallets because everything will be
embedded.
First, it'll be embedded in our cell phones, and then eventually it's going to be embedded right here, just like a microchip, like for our dogs. Well, what does that tell you? And Ryan looked at me and he says, Mom, I don't think we have that much longer left on this earth.
Mm-mm.
He said, the mark of the beast is coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are moving more rapidly. And he was telling me exponentially how quickly knowledge is increasing. We went to the book of Daniel and he pointed out a verse there that in the end times that knowledge is just going to rapidly increase. Well, look at the old cell. When I first started real estate, I had a bag cell phone. A battery was this big. I swear to you, it was this big. And I couldn't use it much because it was so expensive. You know, I just, for emergencies, you know, it was in. And here we are now carrying around
technology,
these little tiny things.
By the time technology hits the market, it's already changed.
It is. It's just totally.
There's already something new coming on the way.
Dear friend, what if we have very little time left?
Mm.
What are we going to do for the kingdom of God?
Mm.
What if there... We have little time left in there.
We do have little time left.
Yeah, and what if they're not ready?
Yes, what if
let alone if they're not doing something for the kingdom, but what if they're not ready?
And that's why this series, Harvest Hands for the Kingdom of God, started today.
Mm.
And you know when we got this idea? Yesterday on the plane. God and me.
Yes.
God and me. God just pumped it through me. And I even bought a little.
All four of y'all?
Yeah, all four of us. I even bought a little pillow. I was going to take a nap.
Yes.
Don't go through that again.
I won't. But good I idea. Bought a little a pillow to take a nap, and I didn't get to take a nap because God did not be quiet the whole flight.
Did you ask him to?
No.
Okay,
I said, this is great. And I spent $5. No
okay, I was just going to say, how much did you spend on that pillow?
It wasn't expensive, but.
You could use it in the float, as a float in the beach.
Yeah. I could, yes, yeah. Because cool. It was like he just would not. Be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I filled pages and pages of stuff that I wrote as I was flying. He would not be quiet. We are in a crazy mood today. Here
God
I am, Rebecca St. James.
This is going to be good.
Here I am, Rebecca St. James.
Out.
Yeah.
Praise God. Glory to God. Woo! If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to Beacon of Hope Ministries. Come live, experience what's going on. Sunday mornings at 10.
Bring
Wednesdays
your
at 7. Bring your seatbelt, yeah. Or don't. Just
yeah,
don't.
Just follow your chair.
Wednesday night, prayer meeting at 6:15. Mm-hmm. God is doing mighty, mighty things. My third book, which was written last year when my daughter was sent to prison for drug addiction and et cetera. Last January is when she first went in and then was actually sentenced in May. That book, Letters to Lori, Little Girl Lost, has gone to a lot of places, and it has gone to many, many people in the prison. There's been a lot of lives changed. Lori called me last night. They still need more books, and we've got to send more books. Okay. And Lori is a release date on her son Levi's daddy's birthday, and my son Ryan, who have the same birthday, which is September 12th, and Lori will be released from the prison. And she has a whole lot of work to do for her Lord and Savior, who has totally changed her life. And I want our listening audience to be praying for Lori. You can get one of her books on our website. We don't charge any postage. You can get it there. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. If you know somebody that has issues with addictions, this will really help the family, and it will help the person with the addiction. And it's really been a blessing to a lot of the inmates in the prison where she is in Indiana right now. If you'd like to contribute to more books for the prison ministry, just do it. Go to our website, to the PayPal, and you can send and designate that books are going to the prison. And we get a reduced rate from the publisher for those that go to the prison. So you can donate. Actually, they allow us to send them to the prison for $5 a book, and they are retail on Amazon, $13.95. So we have a good deal going there. So $5 a book for any books that you want to send to the prison, go to PayPal, and we can make that happen. Now go with me to Isaiah, and go to Isaiah chapter 6, of course, another passage that we weren't planning on using today. And here is what Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 6, verse I can't hardly see it. 8. I've got a little tiny green Bible today. All right. Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord. This is Isaiah saying this. Isaiah 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? For us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I said, here's what Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Did you just hear that in that song? Here I am. Here am I, send me. You know, guys out there in radio land, God is raising up people who will say, hey, see me? Here.
Pick me.
Pick me. Yes, like Donkey on Shrek.
Yeah, me.
Pick me. Pick me. You know what? God has already picked you. Here am I. Send me. And he said, go and tell this people. Be ever hearing but never understanding. Be ever seeing but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people calloused. Make their ears dull. That's what's happened with a lot of people around the world, especially in our nation. Their eyes are closed. Their hearts are calloused. Their ears are dull. And he said, here's what needs to happen. That they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed. Connie.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Here's what needs to happen. That they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed.
Our world is divided into, I would say, probably 3 or 4 main religions today. I would say they are Hinduism, they are Muslim, and, Christian, of course.
Catholic.
I think there's one more.
Buddhism.
Buddhism. But I mean, these are the strongholds against Christianity.
Right.
These are the ones that deny Christ. Mm-hmm.
And the power of God. For I'm not ashamed of the power of God.
That's right.
There is a salvation.
And these are people that God loves, just like he loves you and me. Mm-hmm. And they need to see and hear the power of God. They need to see and hear the word of God and see it demonstrated in their lives. They need to feel the love of God. They need deliverance. They need salvation. They need help. Because right now, their hearts are hardened against the word of God.
Exactly.
They don't have ears to hear. They don't have eyes to see.
Right.
Because the enemy has them fooled. Satan has them fooled.
And totally
so
right.
They're stuck. Mm-hmm. And it's not impossible for God to reach them. It's not impossible, but we need to be willing to be used of God to show them and to lead them and to guide them and to teach them. And we need to be willing to demonstrate the will of God and the words of God. And sometimes I feel like weeping just when I think about.
Exactly.
That's your intercessor's
heart, Nathan.
The different religions in the world that people are trapped in.
Right.
And they really are.
They don't know any better.
Because some of them are national religions.
Right.
And these religions are so staunch that Christians are hunted down and killed.
Right.
This is like Christianity in the olden times, but it's today.
Right.
This is the 21st century.
And still it's this way.
It's still this
it's
way.
It's religious wars.
The hatred against Christians
right.
is so strong. And, you know, there's such a reaction to Christian missionaries and people of God. You know, they don't want to believe there's one God. They don't want to believe that Jesus Christ was anything but a prophet or a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Son of God. Not the risen Son of God.
Good point.
And we just...
That's why we need to be on our knees. Jesus said in Matthew 9.
Let's say, on your knees.
On your knees and pray for harvest hands.
Because we need people that...
Yes.
People in these nations.
Yes.
That can reach other people in these nations
Amen.
For the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because God said it's not his will that anyone should perish.
Exactly.
But that all should come. To the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's my desire too. You know,
Here am I, send me. Okay, with that, do you have a comment to that, Connie? Look at John 20 in the words of Jesus right before he went to heaven. More words right before he went to heaven. John 20, verse 21. Again, Jesus said, now here is what it's all about. Remember, we said Romans 14:17 says this. It's not what you eat or drink. It's all about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So these are some of the last words Jesus said in John 20, verse 21. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. You see, that's so important to Jesus. Because the opposite of peace is chaos. And the devil wants chaos in your life. The devil wants you walking around in condemnation and fear and worthlessness. And feeling like you don't amount to a hill of beans. I've been in Indiana, hill of beans. That you don't amount to anything. That God can't use you. And I'm sure Isaiah and some of these others felt that they could not be used. And yet God said to Isaiah, wait a minute. There's a work that needs to be done. They need to turn to me and be healed, is what he was saying. And Isaiah said, okay, here am I. Use me.
Yes.
Okay? So we look at John 20, verse 21, and Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. That is the key right there to healing in our emotions. Right there is forgiveness. That is huge. It's a huge key. And Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. In the Message Bible, Jesus said, peace be to you, just as the Father sent me, I send you. I send you out. Mm-hmm. I send you. There's an old song, so send I you mm-hmm. to labor unrewarded. That song is the song that they sang at my dad's church that he pastored for 7 years in Indiana and was called out to the mission field in Guatemala in 1959 mm-hmm. and 58 and 59. And the day that my parents and my two younger sisters and I were standing in front of that church, and the whole church is weeping, you know, because their pastor is going to the mission field, and this is... they won't see us again, you know, for several years. And that day, somebody sang that song, so send I you, to labor unrewarded, to, you know, that whole thing, I have never forgotten it as long as I lived, because there was my dad and my mom standing before the people they love so much and saying, we're willing to leave our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. We're willing to leave our families mm-hmm. and everybody and the church that my dad absolutely loved to pastor and go where we don't really know how it's going to go, mm-hmm. you know, and to a people we can't even speak their language. We got to learn their language, all of that. Dear ones, God is calling Harvest Hands to step up to the plate and put the bat in their hands mm-hmm. and hit the ball.
Hit home runs. Yes.
Connie, what's your comment? Because you got one. I know. I can tell.
I'm still formulating it.
Okay. Why don't we just jump right up to the plate? In our church, we have created a blue line across the front where people come up there. Blue is the color for healing. And so often, and this morning when I was getting ready to pray for a couple of people, they said, no, I want my feet, my toes on the blue line. Because they understand the significance of
the
commitment.
The
commitment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I wanted to say this. You know, when I was young, I was very young.
At one time, he was
very young.
Yes.
Now he's very old.
I had committed myself to God.
Yes.
And I would pray this prayer all the time. And I repent of it, God. You know, I've repented of it. But I would pray, God, I would go anywhere you want me to go, but please don't send me to Africa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where everybody thinks they're going
to
go.
Please don't send me to Africa. You know, and it's like, I mean, I would go to Africa for him today if that's
sure.
where he wanted me
sure.
to go.
Right.
Because I know he loves them.
Right.
And I love them.
Right.
You know, I just want to see them saved. You know, God blesses a nation that serves him and loves
Amen.
Him. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the United States has seen so much blessing. Even
yes.
though right now we're going through
a rough time.
Difficult times because of bad decisions and things of that nature. But still, we're the most blessed nation in the world.
Absolutely. Because in God we trust.
In God we trust. Amen.
It's still the foundation, even though some people try to dispute it. But it is all about that. And, now are you ready to comment before we go to this song?
Oh, let's do the song.
All right, let's do the song, Magnificent by Hillsong.
Call forth songs of joy as the morning wanes. We, your children, give you praise. You are magnificent, eternally.
about Jesus.
Yes, it is.
It's all about Jesus. Nobody can ever
to you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's all about Jesus.
Jesus. It's all about you, Lord.
And that's why we need harvest hands.
That's why.
If you just knew the Jesus we know.
That's right.
You would never, ever want to leave.
Never.
Never walk away. You'd never, you'd want to be in his presence.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And you would enjoy being at church and enjoy those moves of God.
And then taking it out. To
yes.
people who are starving.
Yes.
There are people starving. They're walking, like you said today, walking dead.
Walking dead.
Yes. Walking dead. They're starving for this.
Yes.
They're starving for it.
God is saying, where are you, soldiers? Who are you? Can you be counted? Did you write another verse? Did you write another verse that?
Yeah.
Can you sing it? No. You don't want to sing it right now?
No.
Okay, we'll wait until we have the piano and we can record it. Okay.
But can we use it on the radio show?
There we go. Look at this. Look what God is doing. And you out there in Radio Land, you have gifts and talents that God wants to use. And some of you are so beat down by people. I got to go back to that because that's what I'm feeling in my spirit. Mm-hmm. People in your lives and your circumstances that you have allowed, my friend, you have allowed those people to have the control and the dominion over you.
Mm-hmm. The first time you're the victim, when you stay, you're a volunteer.
Spoken from the head of our counseling department. The mouth of the counselor right there.
And yes, it's hard to get away from an abusive person. You don't know what to do, but God does. Or call us. We know.
We know what to do.
We can help get you there.
813-417-3377 is our prayer line. Deb carries the phone, Pastor Deb, and she answers it, and she can minister to you. And she can get a hold of one of us if need be. 813-417-3377. And our prayer line, prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. Send your requests there.
You are more than a conqueror. And you have got to get out from under the dominion of that person so that you can be free and live in peace, joy, love.
Hope.
Hope. You might think that there's no hope for you, but God loves you so much that he's not willing to let you stay where you are. He wants you to
set free.
Yes. He wants you out of there.
Yes.
You're speaking prophetically to somebody right now.
Yes.
Connie. And whoever you are, and maybe there's more than one somebody that are down under and oppressed. Remember, Jesus came to undo the works of the devil. And undo in the Greek there is luo, L-U-O, and it means to loosen, to unfasten, to pull apart, to untie.
To take the monkey off your back.
Exactly. And so many people have that very thing, Brother Nathan. They have that monkey on their back. And I'll tell you what, we are going to do that magnificent song again. And I, Bill, we need to rewind and do track five again. Because, oh my, oh my, oh my.
You call forth songs of joy. As the morning wanes, we, your children, give you praise. You are magnificent, eternally.
love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord.
We'll compare to you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive out there. What God wants to do in you today. It's a breakthrough moment in your life this day, August 14th, 2011. It is a breakthrough for you. We just got a wonderful email from my dear friend Joan's dear brother, Lloyd. Lloyd and his wife, Cindy, always listen to this radio show in Indiana. This email I just got was absolutely phenomenal and beautiful and wonderful. And Lloyd and Cindy, I love you so much. Lloyd, I just speak right now.
Yes.
By the power of the Holy Spirit. That God does not want you to continue to have your eyesight failing and heading towards blindness. I speak healing to your eyes right now, Brother Lloyd. In the name of Jesus. And if I were right there, I'd be laying my hands on your eyes right now. And we do that by faith in the Spirit. Right there in your beautiful Indiana home, we lay hands on you by faith. And we believe God for your total healing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. God, you're doing a healing right now in somebody's liver area. Somebody is battling cirrhosis of the liver. Be healed right this moment. Somebody has liver disease. If that is you, claim your healing right now because God wants to heal you. Somebody has got tightness in your neck. You have got problems moving your head in different directions, and you have pain in your neck, in the bones in your neck. Be healed right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Somebody has heart disease. You've got problems in arteries, veins. You've had issues. You have them right now. You've had things that they've worked on you before. It's time for you to claim your entire healing in your heart, in your arteries, your veins, and all the capillaries and everything right around that. Amen. We claim that right now. We stand on that. If that is you, claim your heart right now in Jesus' name. You've got a lot of work to do, whoever you are, and you need your heart healed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
And come join us, Harvest Hands.
Yes. Amen.
You,
kidney cancer, you be healed right now in Jesus' name. Kidney cancer, you be healed right now.
Amen.
Be gone in this person, whoever you are. Kidney cancer, be gone in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that marriage come back together in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your healing touch in these listeners.
Praise your name, Lord God. You're worthy to receive all glory, honor, and praise, Jesus.
Somebody's throat is being healed. You have a lot of issues in your throat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Periodically, you have a lot of colds. You get a lot of sinus, nasal passage issues, allergies, and it irritates your throat. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Take it. It's yours if you want it. But if you don't want it, you don't have to take the healing. You can just leave it.
No, just take it. Take it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Take it in Jesus' name.
AIDS, we speak to you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we command you to leave the body of that one or more that are listening to this show today. AIDS, we come against you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It's the magnificent name of Jesus. The name above every name. God is calling Harvest Hands. We'll get out of your comfort zone and use the name of Jesus. Every time you get an opportunity, use the name of Jesus. Step out in faith, get out of your comfort zone, and move forward into the things that God has for you to accomplish.
We need to pray for the families and the people that were involved in that stage collapse last night.
Yes, in Indiana. Yes, we do that right now from that Indiana State Fair stage collapse.
Yes.
Whatever happened last night, we just pray for those families in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we just pray that the Comforter will bring comfort to the hearts of those that are bereaved right now.
Yes.
That the Holy Spirit will come with the comfort that only He can give. And then that through this, those that don't know You will come to know You. And know You as the Comforter.
Amen.
And those others that were injured, that they will come to know You as the Healer.
Amen.
And Lord, that You will just move mightily among all those that were involved in that incident yesterday.
Praise God.
Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move amongst them.
Amen.
And will call them and draw them into the ministry of Harvest Hands.
Amen. Amen.
That they will come to know You and reach out to others. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we thank You for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Oh, praise God. Just really believe God's going to open the door, Brother Lloyd, for a revival in Indiana soon.
Yes.
Can't wait.
We're going to Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need a passport for that.
We don't need a passport.
No, but we need to get our passports in order.
Praise God.
To go to Trinidad.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, just saying.
And that's the first time I said this tonight.
Uh-huh.
RC.
Uh-huh. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Yes, thank You, Jesus.
Of Christ.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You.
Because it is the power of God for salvation.
Yes.
And that word is not just save you from sin.
No.
It's make you whole is what that word
is
in the original Greek. It means to heal your body. It means to make you whole emotionally.
Yes. Yes.
And how you see you for the tears. Praise God.
The peace you can't even describe.
Praise God.
Oh.
It's the power of God for that salvation.
Yes,
and you don't have to worry about things anymore.
No.
Let Him take control. And be in control of your life.
Yes.
Time to go to Indiana. So, God, we just know.
Get your seat, ma'am.
We just know that You're doing a fresh work,
Lord.
God.
Yeah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You,
Woo!
Jesus.
Day After Day by Kristen Stanfill.
Thank you, Jesus.
Men will try to rule the world You made, but we know power is Yours alone to give and take. A day will come when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that You are Lord, both now and forever.
After day, our God is reigning.
Songs of
After day, our God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
My hope is in him.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Father.
Isaiah chapter 6 again, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who's going to go for us? And I said, here am I.
Send me.
Send me.
That they might see with their eyes. Yeah. That they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 1:19 says this, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land, Nan. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. The hardest thing in my entire life that I ever had to do was to leave my church in Cornerstone in Indiana. Hardest thing in the world I ever had to do. God's never asked me to do anything harder than that.
I'm just personally thankful that you did.
So am I.
But it was obedience, you know, and if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. Mm-hmm. And now with technology, praise God, I can be reconnected with those dear ones.
Mm-hmm.
And amen. Even though that was a huge step of faith, I'm reminded of Romans 1, let's go back there, where Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith. We're in right standing with God by faith from first to last.
Yes.
The righteous will live by faith.
Yes.
Some of you that are being touched right now to be a harvest hand for the kingdom of God, you're saying, and I can hear your little voice going, but I'm not this, and I'm not that, and I don't know enough, and I don't know this, and I don't know that. And God is saying, shut up.
Yeah. Look at me. look at me.
Uh-huh. Okay, Connie.
Yeah, you used to be rather quiet little mouse on the radio, didn't you? You two were on this first radio show,
yes,
April of 07. It was Nathan and Connie and I, and we recorded it, and it was the last time we ever tried to record and fix things because it had done
record
work.
Beforehand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't pre-record.
We should listen to that again.
Yeah, it's probably a disaster. But you know, but it is, but you, yes, you've come out of your shell, Con. You come out of your shell. Why? Because you're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because you talk in the hospital when you're working and when you're praying over those babies. She works in the NICU in the hospital, and it's NICU is neonatal little tiny intensive babies care. That are intensive care. And it is so often you laying hands on those babies and seeing them healed and seeing God move in mighty ways. And you used to be pretty quiet and just kind of pray under your breath. And I don't know, Nathan, I've been hearing her pray out loud lately. Have you?
Yes, I
have.
Have
you noticed that?
Yes, I have. And some pretty powerful prayers, too.
I got called on to close the service last Sunday, by
Did
the way.
You? Yeah. Oh, how'd that go?
It was quick.
It was wonderful.
It was quick.
It was short and quick.
It was wonderful.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not ashamed.
And sometimes that means that we have to stand up to those that are treating us pretty bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we don't draw a line in the sand, we're going to be stunted. Our growth is going to be stunted. Mm. Dear listeners, God is saying today, and yet this didn't go anyway the way we thought it was going to go. God is saying, allow him to do what needs to be done in you so that you have the boldness and the courage and the strength to stand up to those who would keep you from fulfilling your destiny.
Thank you, Jesus.
We almost named this show. Remember Nathan Clore back in the beginning? We almost named it something about destiny.
Yes.
Had something to do with the word destiny.
Divine destiny.
Divine destiny.
Yes.
And you know, God has really been speaking that whole theme to me again. Divine destiny. You have, dear listener, a divine destiny. You have something that God has already planned out and mapped out. You just got to get on board.
Just get on board.
Get on board and get in the...
and get in the plan.
Get in the plan, for well, I know the plans I have for you.
If we pick that as a... if we change our title, we could use that one. Get on board.
Divine destiny.
Love train. Love train.
Wow.
That could be our new theme song.
Yeah, right.
I tell you, what a crazy
Come
show.
Come on, world. Get
Come
on board.
On, Lord.
It's
on,
been Lord. So good to
Thank
be in the
Jesus.
Presence of the Lord.
Yes.
God is calling soldiers to get up from their comfort zone and move into the place that God has ordained for them. That is what he's saying today. And he's saying,
get up.
Don't be ashamed of the gospel. You got work to do, dear one. Get out and get it done. Do what God has called you to do. And don't sit around any longer being a lazy butt.
Throw off all the things that entangle you.
Yes. That's right.
And run the race. Yes.
That's Romans 12, 1 and 2.
To run.
Yes. Run it with endurance and fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. What my dad's favorite verse was from, is it 1 Timothy or 2nd? Chapter 4, verse 8. And we scrolled that on his video of his life, right as, remember, Nathan, you and Connie, you were at the funeral. And the last thing you see after you've seen my dad's life and all everything is that scripture. Fight the good fight of faith to which you were called. Don't give up. Don't give up. Oh, my. Bill, we're going to do Magnificent one more time. You know it. You know it. You know it.
When evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. As the morning wanes, we are cheered.
There are some of you right now listening that need to make a decision.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
A decision to be all that God wants you to be.
Yes.
and fulfill your divine destiny. I'm not talking about salvation. There may be some out there that need to get saved, and that's simple. Go to Romans 10:9-10 and confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Believe that God raised him from the dead. Ask him to forgive you for anything and everything you've ever done that was not pleasing to him, and claim your salvation in Jesus' name. And if you need to talk to one of us, call right now on the phone, and Pastor Deb will answer 813-417-3377, and she will minister to you right now. 813-417-3377, or write us at prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. But if you have been touched by the power of this show today, and you need to say, "Here am I, Lord, send me," then say it right now. Say it, and let God begin the work in you that is needed to open the doors for you to become all he has ordained you to be. There's been plenty of time already wasted in other pursuits in each of our lives. It's time.
Thank you, Jesus.
To be sold out.
Yes.
To Jesus.
Yes.
Because he's magnificent.
Yes, yes.
He's wonderful.
Wonderful. Glorious.
Glorious. Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Prince of Peace.
Yes.
King of Kings. Yes. Counselor.
Lord of
Emmanuel.
Lords.
Lord of all. Emmanuel. God
yes.
with us.
Yes.
The healer of our bodies.
Thank you, Jesus.
The healer of our hurt and bruised lives.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Receive right now by faith all that he has.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Never have we ever played a song three times. And we've really never played one four times. So we're going to do it again. But before we do, okay, because we're not going to use our final theme song. We'll let this be the one. Before we do that, Connie, do you have final words? Anything you'd like to say to anybody?
Just be all you can be. Just reach out and take Jesus hand and you'll never regret it, and you'll never miss a step.
Yeah. Just be out there. Be bold.
Mm. Yeah.
Brother Nathan.
I just want to speak to that person that Connie was speaking to concerning being in a relationship of abuse. Having been a child and a teenager coming from a life of abuse, I can say that you can walk away from it,
mm-hmm.
that you can turn your back on it, and you can trust God to bring you out of it and bring you into a better life and bring you into better relationships. And I mean, I have a family in God right now that I wouldn't trade for anything, because mm-hmm. I just...
You and I were separated at birth, weren't we?
Oh, yes, we were.
Yeah. We're looking more alike all the time. Yeah.
Because we're hanging out all the time.
I know. Praise God.
It shines on both of y'all.
Just praise God.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So we appreciate you tuning in today to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. Come to a service. Reach out if you need prayer, you need ministry. You can email me personally, and I will respond, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Have a great week, and we're going to close the show with this wonderful, wonderful song again. What a joy.
Amen.
This has been wonderful.
Wonderful.
Crank it up, Engineer Bill.
Jesus, no one.